The word kahar comes from the root word kahara, and it means to dominate, overpower something, and to have complete control. Allah is called Al-Qahhar. He is the one that dominates and overpowers everything and has complete control, while nothing can ever control, overpower, or dominate him. Nothing can escape him. Nothing can get out of his sight. He has full dominance and overpowers everyone and everything. Everything in the universe is helpless and is completely controlled by Al-Qahhar. In life, everything loses its power. Everything becomes weak, and everything becomes helpless except Allah. Your body changes from second to second, year to year. Who has complete control over that? Do you change your own body? Do you get to decide what age you want to be now? Do you get to decide if you want to stay young forever? Or is there something else changing your body from day to day and has complete control over it? Allah, Al-Qahhar, is in complete control and dominant over the whole universe, whether you accept it or not, while nothing is dominant over him. Take a look at the Pharaoh. Did he want to drown? Did the people of Prophet Saleh and Prophet Noah want to get destroyed? Of course not. They had no control, power, or dominance over anything. Only Al-Qahhar has complete power, control, and dominance over everything. How should we live by this name? We should dominate and be in complete control of our desires. Whenever you feel weak and about to sin, or you have some bad habits, ask Allah Al-Qahhar to give you strength to control them. Don't be dominant over the weak. Sometimes you may have more power and more control over things. Allah has blessed you with these things. Don't take them for granted and oppress people. Be kind and support the weak, especially the poor, the needy, and the orphans.